闸北区初三英语第一学期期末质量抽查试卷。
Part 1. Listening. 1. Listening comprehension. A. Listen and choose the right picture.
1. There are so many birthday presents on the table. 1. There are so many birthday presents on the table.
2. It's convenient to use a washing machine to wash the clothes. 2. It's convenient to use a washing machine to wash the clothes.
3. Would you like to help your mom do some cooking? 3. Would you like to help your mom do some cooking?
4. Jenny likes drawing pictures, and she wants to be an artist in the future. 4. Jenny likes drawing pictures, and she wants to be an artist in the future.
5. The girl prefers listening to music on the sofa to going out on a cold night. 5. The girl prefers listening to music on the sofa to going out on a cold night.
6. Nowadays, some students go to school by motorbike. 6. Nowadays, some students go to school by motorbike.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 7. A nice day today, isn't it?
Yes, but tomorrow won't be a good day for a picnic. It is going to rain.
请再听一遍。
A nice day today, isn't it?
Yes, but tomorrow won't be a good day for a picnic. It is going to rain.
Question. What will the weather be like tomorrow?
Eight. Hello, Tommy. Why are your parents so worried?
Because our pet dog, Sam, has broken his leg.
请再听一遍。
Hello, Tommy. Why are your parents so worried?
Because our pet dog, Sam, has broken his leg.
Question. Who has broken the leg? Nine. Does your mother work as a teacher?
No, she's a nurse in a big hospital. And my father is a doctor in the same hospital.
请再听一遍。
Does your mother work as a teacher?
No, she's a nurse in a big hospital. And my father is a doctor in the same hospital.
Question. What is the boy's mother?
Ten. It's raining outside. We can't have a picnic or an outdoor barbecue as planned.
Shall we have some indoor activities?
Okay. Let's play table tennis.
请再听一遍。
It's raining outside. We can't have a picnic or an outdoor barbecue as planned.
Shall we have some indoor activities?
Okay. Let's play table tennis.
Question. What are they going to do? Eleven. I put my pen on the desk, but I can't find it now.
Oh, I saw it on the floor and then put it in your school bag.
Thank you, Dad.
请再听一遍。
I put my pen on the desk, but I can't find it now.
Oh, I saw it on the floor and then put it in your school bag.
Thank you, Dad.
Question. Where is the girl's pen now? 12. What time did you finish your homework, Linda?
I finished it at 10:30 last night. And you, David?
I finished it an hour earlier than you.
请再听一遍。
What time did you finish your homework, Linda?
I finished it at 10:30 last night. And you, David?
I finished it an hour earlier than you.
Question. What time did David finish his homework last night? How did you go to the Palace Museum yesterday?
I was thinking about taking either a taxi or a bus there.
Which one did you take then?
Neither. I took the underground instead at last.
请再听一遍。
How did you go to the Palace Museum yesterday?
I was thinking about taking either a taxi or a bus there.
Which one did you take then?
Neither. I took the underground instead at last.
Question. How did the man go to the Palace Museum at last?
14. I want to borrow some stories of adventures for my son.
Okay. We have some new arrivals. You can choose two at a time.
For how long can I keep them?
For 2 weeks.
请再听一遍。
I want to borrow some stories of adventures for my son.
Okay. We have some new arrivals. You can choose two at a time.
For how long can I keep them?
For 2 weeks.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? Where's my calculator? I can't do the work without it.
Don't worry, you can use mine.
请再听一遍。
Where's my calculator? I can't do the work without it.
Don't worry, you can use mine.
Question. What does the girl mean? 16. Would you like to come to my party, Helen?
Sure, but I have to finish a work report, so maybe I'll come a little later.
It doesn't matter.
请再听一遍。
Would you like to come to my party, Helen?
Sure, but I have to finish a work report, so maybe I'll come a little later.
It doesn't matter.
Question. What can we learn from this dialogue?
15. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
I'm spending some time off with my uncle in Hunan province, and I'm having a wonderful time here in Wulingyuan Scenic and Historic Interest Area. It's very large, about 390 square kilometers, and it's a magic land of mountains, forests, and rivers. It's famous for the strange shape of its tall rocks. Some people think they look like soldiers, and others think they look like animals. Before Wu Guanzhong, a famous Chinese painter, painted some beautiful pictures of it in 1979, few people knew about the area. Last night, we camped by a small lake. During the night, I heard a loud noise, as if someone was laughing. I woke up and asked my uncle what the noise was. He told me not to worry and left the tent to find out what it was. After a few minutes, he told us to come out quietly. Then he pointed into the forest. It was a monkey. When it saw us, it jumped up into the trees and went back into the forest. This morning, we took a cable car up Mount Tianzi. It was quite safe. From the top, We hoped for a wonderful view of the lakes and forests, but we could only see the mountain tops through the clouds. Then we walked down the path, past the trees, waterfalls, and plants, back to our tent. I pulled a leaf off a plant, but my uncle told me to wash my hands and not to touch it, because it was dangerous. He also said that it was wrong to pull leaves, and we should protect everything here. I felt sorry. Tomorrow, we're going to the second largest freshwater lake in China, Dongting Lake. I think I will enjoy myself.
请再听一遍。
I'm spending some time off with my uncle in Hunan province, and I'm having a wonderful time here in Wulingyuan Scenic and Historic Interest Area. It's very large, about 390 square kilometers, and it's a magic land of mountains, forests, and rivers. It's famous for the strange shape of its tall rocks. Some people think they look like soldiers, and others think they look like animals. Before Wu Guanzhong, a famous Chinese painter, painted some beautiful pictures of it in 1979, few people knew about the area. Last night, we camped by a small lake. During the night, I heard a loud noise, as if someone was laughing. I woke up and asked my uncle what the noise was. He told me not to worry and left the tent to find out what it was. After a few minutes, he told us to come out quietly. Then he pointed into the forest. It was a monkey. When it saw us, it jumped up into the trees and went back into the forest. This morning, we took a cable car up Mount Tianzi. It was quite safe. From the top, we hoped for a wonderful view of the lakes and forests, but we could only see the mountain tops through the clouds. Then we walked down the path, past the trees, waterfalls, and plants, back to our tent. I pulled a leaf off a plant, but my uncle told me to wash my hands and not to touch it, because it was dangerous. He also said that it was wrong to pull leaves, and we should protect everything here. I felt sorry. Tomorrow, we're going to the second largest freshwater lake in China, Dongting Lake. I think I will enjoy myself. B. B. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
Imagine this. Your parents go away on business, but you have to stay at home alone. Would life be as easy as when your parents are around? Would it be a perfect holiday for you? Zheng Chenyu says that she would worry, where would I find food? How would I cook it? The 14-year-old girl says that she knows little about cooking. I can fill an empty stomach with tomato and egg soup, but that's all. I think many of my classmates are the same. We wouldn't know what to do or how to look after ourselves, said Zheng. And I'd forget something important. I'd probably watch television and then burn the soup. Although Zheng believes that basic life skills, such as cooking and washing clothes, are especially important, she doesn't think teenagers get enough practice. As soon as I leave home, I'll learn to cook. But now, parents do almost everything for us. We're very lazy, she said. Most teenagers have only had time for their homework. They don't learn any life skills until they go to college. However, Sima Yige doesn't think so. I think I'd be all right, I wouldn't just eat sandwiches or fruit. I know how to cook some simple dishes because my mom showed me, the 13-year-old boy said. In his opinion, many teenagers depend too much on their parents, and there is much more to learn than cooking, like tidying up your room or even dressing yourself properly. For most teenagers, it wouldn't be a holiday at all.
请再听一遍。
Imagine this. Your parents go away on business, but you have to stay at home alone. Would life be as easy as when your parents are around? Would it be a perfect holiday for you? Zheng Chenyu says that she would worry, where would I find food? How would I cook it? The 14-year-old girl says that she knows little about cooking. I can fill an empty stomach with tomato and egg soup, but that's all. I think many of my classmates are the same. We wouldn't know what to do or how to look after ourselves, said Zheng. And I'd forget something important. I'd probably watch television and then burn the soup. Although Zheng believes that basic life skills, such as cooking and washing clothes, are especially important, she doesn't think teenagers get enough practice. As soon as I leave home, I'll learn to cook. But now, parents do almost everything for us. We're very lazy, she said. Most teenagers have only had time for their homework. They don't learn any life skills until they go to college. However, Sima Iga doesn't think so. I think I'd be all right. I wouldn't just eat sandwiches or fruit. I know how to cook some simple dishes because my mom showed me, the 13-year-old boy said. In his opinion, many teenagers depend too much on their parents, and there is much more to learn than cooking, like tidying up your room or even dressing yourself properly. For most teenagers, it wouldn't be a holiday at all.